what to do with all that loot.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli. China's got lots and lots and lots of money sitting around, $1 trillion worth of foreign reserves. Tomorrow, it's going to unveil a new organization. Its job is to diversify where that money gets invested. I talked to Scott Tong in Shanghai this morning about where they keep it now.
In a pretty boring place, in U.S. treasuries and bonds, places where the returns are predictable and small, right? So Chinese leaders decided they made an investment decision kind of like you and I would make. Let's diversify. Let's see if we can get some better returns. Mm. And so China tomorrow is going to unveil this China Investment Corporation, and we think they're going to take about $200 billion of their foreign reserves and start spreading it out somewhere in the world, which means China's newest export is capital.
Where is this money going to go? How are they going to start spreading it out around the world?
Well, there's a whole lot of rumors. Some people are saying China's going to throw its money at a mining company in Australia, or the Hong Kong Stock Exchange, or oil companies in Angola. Now, the smart money in China is betting that whatever China does, it's going to do very slow and very gradual, because that's how China makes economic policy.
So, Scott, basically what you're saying is what China's about to do sounds like they're acting more like Dubai in that they're going to start buying, investing around the world.
That's right. Dubai and other countries like Norway and Singapore, they have these kinds of funds, and they invest and they spread it out pretty quietly around the world. They don't want to stoke up a lot of opposition. For instance, when the Chinese national oil company Sinopec wanted to buy Unocal a couple years ago in the United States, we all remember the political dust-up. Well, these funds know that they can be politically sensitive. So they're going to go around and presumably buy small stakes in wherever they put their money.
That's our Scott Tong in Shanghai. Not so flush with cash is the International Monetary Fund, which China used to need but doesn't anymore. Its directors meet today to choose a new chief. The former French finance minister, Dominique Strauss-Kahn, is expected to get the job. He says he's up for the task of making the IMF relevant again. A $50 million fine for Freddie Mac. The home loan king is ponying up the cash for underreporting earnings by $5 billion. Freddie Mac also has to promise it won't violate securities law again. On Wall Street Thursday, the Dow closed up 35 to 13,912. The Nasdaq closed up 11 to 2709. And the S&P closed up 6 to 1531. Governors from border states in the U.S. and Mexico are meeting today. Drug smuggling, illegal immigration, and billions of dollars in trade are all on the agenda. After immigration reform failed in Congress, the governors say border issues have never been more pressing. From the America's Desk at WLRN, Marketplace's Dan Gretsch has more.
This may be the border governor's most important meeting yet.
The border is becoming both relevant and irrelevant.
That's Lee Tabluski at the Institute of the Americas. Relevant because migration is causing economic and political strains on both sides of the border. Irrelevant because the Mexican and U.S. economies are increasingly intertwined. Tabluski, who lives in San Diego, says striking teachers in Tijuana recently shut down the border crossing.
It was very painful. We didn't realize just how interdependent we are with Mexico.
Border governors say they're tired of waiting for Congress to do something about immigration. Arizona, whose social services have been strained by migrant workers, passed a law punishing employers who hire illegal immigrants. It takes effect January 1st. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
What do you get for the kid who has everything? How about a cameo appearance in a Hollywood movie? A 10-year-old boy has won the chance to appear with comedian Will Ferrell in his next film because the kid's parents paid the highest bid in a charity auction, $47,100. The parents say the money's worth it to teach their kid to help people. Take that, PlayStation.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations, online at shrm.org. And by the American Public Transportation Association, supporting America's public transportation systems, working to help reduce greenhouse gases for a better environment, at publictransportation.org.
A few weeks ago, we started a new series called My Morning Commute.
All aboard! Let's see how the roads are rolling with Time Saver Traffic.
Here's go around me.
Did you pull over? Let me drive.
People talking about the unusual ways they get to work. This week's commuter doesn't have to worry about stop signs, pedestrians, or traffic jams.
Hi, my name's Tony Michaels, and I'm director of the Wrigley Institute for Environmental Studies at the University of Southern California. And this is my morning commute. Half my job is running a marine lab on Catalina Island, and my commute is about an hour and a quarter across the San Pedro Channel. So I get in my contract that I get a boat. University provides me with a boat to drive to work. But I have to go find that boat, and I've got to raise the money to pay for it. So it isn't quite as good as it sounds. This is a Radovich. It's a 34-foot sport fishing boat. And they're probably the finest sport fishing boat in this size class. There are a few inherent dangers. You know, the obvious one is sinking. You try and avoid that at all costs. The marine radio on channel 16 is basically for emergencies or for hailing another boat. But the other thing channel 16 is used for is emergencies. So you always keep it on there in case something's going. And there are code words that the Coast Guard and the other safety agencies use. You know, Mayday if it's life-threatening, Pon-Pon if it could be life-threatening, Securite if it's an important warning. The big thing that influences the quality of my commute is the waves. Last Monday, we had a 20, 25 knot winds. We had about a 4 to 5 foot chop, very, very closely spaced wind waves. And that, I did not go across that day. Oh, it looks like a sea lion out there. It's just part of the commute to see whales and dolphins. We see dolphins sometimes in the thousands. In the summer, we've been seeing blue whales, and that's spectacular because you can't not stop for a blue whale. It can take hours to get to work when there's blue whales in the channel because, well, there's one now, and you go over and you watch it, and then it goes down, and, you know, you just never get to work. And you don't get much sympathy, but it is part of our commute. We're at work.
My morning commute was produced by our Stephen Hoffman in Los Angeles. I'm Lisa Napoli. Have a great weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.